The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball game?
Hey, welcome to Winchester. Good to have you along with us this evening. It's high school hoops on a Tuesday night here on Care Radio in the Northeast Kansas League. The Jefferson County North Chargers play host to the Trojans of Troy High School. Hello again, everybody, with Brent. He's our producer and engineer tonight, operating things back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. Brent, good to have you back here tonight again, back-to-back night. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Now, here's the deal. We thought we were going to get started a little earlier than this because of numbers and the things that are associated with getting teams and things together. The JV girls was a shortened game, and so we were ready to go with this thing a little while ago, but it's difficult when you have a game starting early. I mean, the fans, we talk about how they can come in late, but the officials can't. And we were waiting for a couple of our men in stripes to show up here tonight, but they are all here now, and we're about ready to get this thing fired up. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors from Troy, under head coach Derek Jasper, Lady Trojans are not just good, they're really good. At 12-1 of the season, okay? They are going to start Harper Wettstein and Gracie Grable, Allie Frank and Emerson Weber, and Allison Grable. For the Lady Chargers, they come into the game tonight at 6-5 on the year, and they'll be starting Gwen Blattner and Karina Johnson, Riley Thompson, Taylor Schrick, and Lucy Noel. Four sophomores and a freshman. Here we go. The ball goes up. The tip is away. Troy's got to control it down, and we are as quickly as that. We are underway. So Troy with the basketball works it off on top, skips a little bit over to the right side, working in front of the JCN bench as they go left to right here in the first half. Lady Trojans taking her time, being patient. Have a little baseline rainbow shot. Up, no good. And the rebound going to be tipped around. It'll be secured back down by Troy. And as they lob it out on top, we're going to get a reach in. We're going to get a foul in a half a minute into the game. Our first foul tonight. Whistle is going to be on JCN, and it'll be on Riley. Riley Thompson. Troy will put it back in play, and JCN going to start off a little zone defense, it looks like. No, that's not really zone. It's a box and one defense. They are guarding hard on Harper Wettstein. Probably not a terrible tack. They're going to have Taylor Schrick in her hip pocket. Shot from underneath goes up, won't go. Rebound, hauled back down. Wettstein starts to drive in. works back to the right side, plays off a screen, takes it to the edge of the free throw line, now feeds into the lane, on the floor one time, shot up, off the window, no good, rebound, pulled back down, followed up, no good, but this time a foul is going to send the Trojans to the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on at Lucy Nolan for JC, and it'll be her first and team foul two. We're just a little over a minute into the game. Little left-handed free throw, rolls around, rolls in. And the first point of the game is going to belong to Allie Franken. Second free throw, gets them both. So Allie for the first 2 points of the game, and it is Troy in front early on, 2-0. JCN will take it into the forecourt, long outlet pass on top. Got Taylor with it, back out it'll come to Karina. Johnson goes down to the baseline where the jumper from there is going to be up a little too strong, but a nice rebound pulled down by Karina. The feed over to the left side, the ball on the floor, it's going to be lost, it's going to get out of play, and it will be JCN basketball. It'll be put back in by Jefferson County North. They'll bring it in over into the corner. It's going to be slapped away. Knocked out of bounds by Emerson Weber. Once again, it'll be JC. And this time, between the Troy bench and the baseline, down to the very end of the sideline. Comes in out on top. Here's Taylor Schrick. Taylor works up between the circles, dumps it over to the right side, stepping inside the circle, squaring up, launching the shot. Off the rim one time, no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared down by Allie. Franken coming up with the board. Outlet down the left side. Set shot on his way. It's three. No good. Offensive rebound. Pulled back down by Emerson. Follow shot for three. Too strong. This time it'll be cleared away by Gwynn. Blattner coming up with the basketball. And here comes Jefferson County North. 2 minutes into the ballgame. It is 2-0. Troy on a pair of free throws. Neither team has a field goal yet in the game. Now over 2 minutes in. The feed to the free throw line. The pass to the top. And driving into the lane. In a lot of traffic. And a shot off bounce. What a shot. That was absolutely spectacular as the contact was imminent. Karina Johnson just kind of, as she's falling, launches one. It hits the backboard very hard, caroms directly into the rim, and a free throw's going to be up, but it is not going to go in. The foul was on Allie Franken. Karina Johnson has 2 points, and the free throw does not go in. We are tied at two. Here comes Troy. On the other end, the driving shot. Wettstein, no. Rebound tipped around it. JC is going to haul it down, and then it's going to be stolen back by Troy. Trojan's feet underneath. Shot goes up, and good. From the baseline right, the little runner is good by Alan Grable. Troy goes back in front at 4-2. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Here's the ball. It's going to be batted away. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off. Jefferson County North. And with Taylor Schrick touching it last, back it comes. Twenty-two. 5 minutes to go in the first. Here's a baseline. Turnaround shot. Long three won't go. Rebound's going to be hauled down underneath the rim. The feed inside. The driving layup rolls off. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Jefferson County North basketball. 3 minutes into the ball game, and it is 4-2. Troy in front. Inbound is going to be hauled in. Outlet into the forecourt. And then Jason is going to turn it over. The pass is just a little out of reach. Back up with it is going to come Wettstein. She'll drive in. Puts up an off-balance shot that misses. The rebound is going to be taken out off the floor. And rotating it back out on top. It'll be Troy. From the top, it's a three. Rainbow shot, no. Offensive board, follow shot, yeah. Put back by Emerson Weber, and we're going to get a JCN timeout. We'll take our first break of the ball game here at 4 minutes and 39 to go in the opening quarter in Winchester. The score, the Troy Lady Trojans 6, Jeff North 2.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Jefferson County North head coach Steve Knowles utilizes his first timeout of the ball game, and see what kind of adjustments he's made. First of all, for Troy, an adjustment is they're putting on some full court pressure, and it's being a problem. Finally, J.C. ain't able to get it in just in the nick of time. They'll get into the fourth quarter. Karina Johnson will bring it down. They'll feed it over to the left side with a baseline jump shot just inside the ring. It's going to be up and no good. Troy clearing down the rebound. Back up court with the basketball. It's going to come Harper Wettstein. Harper brings it down, stops at the top, swings it over to the right side. Now they'll rotate it all the way over to the elbow, back out toward the top. Three-pointer, got it. Three-point shot for Troy by Emerson Weber. She's quickly got five. It is 9-2 Troy, and we're midpoint of quarter number one. JCN has brought Carly Porter into the game. So Carly's out there. She'll catch the ball over on the left edge. Skip pass to the baseline. Quinn Blattner feeds to the block. The shot is up, too soft. And a rebound is going to be taken away by Troy. Trojans back up the court. Wettstein will cut into the lane, pulls up in traffic, jump shot way short. And a rebound is going to be cleared back away by JCN. And it's going to be now Holly Kotsenke. Now, the outlet pass won't go. The kick over to Wettstein, an easy two. Harper Wettstein will collect her first couple of points of the ball game, and it is now 11-2. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Still in the backcourt. JCN will get it across the timeline with Taylor. Schrick holds it up, skips it over to the right. The baseline jump shot, off the rim, no, but we get a whistle, we got a foul, and we have free throws coming up for Jeff North. The foul is going to be on Allison Grable. It'll be her first foul of the game. And free throws coming up here for the Lady Chargers. The first one up and good. That is going to be the first point of the game for Carly Porter. One more shot coming up for Carly. Sends it on its way. Knocks them both down. 11-4. Troy with the ball. Troy with the lead and into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the left side. A very quick jump shot. Up, rims out. No good. Rebound is on the floor. And Jefferson County North is going to pick it up. Here comes Riley. Thompson with a left-hand dribble into the forecourt, down the left side, dumps it down to the baseline with a running jump shot, knocking it down. It's got to be Lucy Knoll. So Lucy picking up her first points of the game, and it is 11-6 at 2:50 to go in quarter number one. The ball nearly stolen away, and they're going to call the travel. That was a great bit of defense and a perfect call by the official on the midcourt line across the way. Back it will come to Jefferson County North. 2 minutes and 50 to go here in the first quarter. 11-6. JCN in trouble early, has battled their way back in this thing. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Wettstein. It's a 3-on-2 break. The dish to the right side. The feed underneath. And as Wettstein goes up, she gets fouled. It'll be free throws for Harper. Harper Wettstein with 2 points so far here in the opening quarter. It's going to be the first JCN foul by Carly Porter. And the first free throw is up and good. Quinn Blattner is going to come back into the game for JCN. Second free throw gets them both. So Wettstein with 4, and it is a 13-6 lead, 2.5 to go here in the first. JCN races up the floor, swings it over to the left side. Quinn looks at it, eyes it, shoots it. A little too strong. Troy with a rebound. They'll fly down court. Coast to coast, in, up, knocking it in. Nice shot by Gracie. First points of the game for Gracie Grable, and all of the Troy starters are on the board with 2 minutes to go in the first. It's 15-6, equaling their largest lead of the game, the Lady Trojans. Baseline jump shot off. Follow shot for JCN off. Follow shot for JCN. Good. Taylor Schrick showing a little perseverance and gets her first points of the game. 15-8 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. From the top, the three won't go for Wettstein. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and JCN comes down with a basketball. Here comes Lucy. The feed across going to be stolen by the Trojans. That was a nice bit of defense by Troy and Gracie Grable. Trojans with the ball way up top sign. Emerson goes baseline left. Rainbow three, up and no. Rebound. Going to be tipped out, and cleared away by Jefferson County North, and the upcourt pass is going to get away. J.C. and will be guilty of the turnover. A minute 18 to go in the first. I can tell you one thing about the Lady Trojans and head coach Derek Jasper. Somebody's a mathematician, okay? The geometry that he or someone on this staff is taught is the driving shot is going to be batted away, but a foul called on JCN. Foul is going to be the second of the ball game for Riley. Riley Thompson. And back to the free throw line, Gracie Grable. I was mentioning geometry as our first free throw gets on the way. Their shots, the Troy shots, are very high. Not that flat, you know, low, no arc shots. These are high trajectory shots, and the math is sound, and you will hit more shots with that high arc than you will without it. And Troy, for example, is 6 of 6 at the free throw line here in the opening quarter and leads it by a 16-8 count. Skip pass into the middle. Jump shot off the window won't go. Rebound on the floor. Here comes Troy. 16-8. From the baseline. The rattling shot is going to be up and good for Allie Franken. Allie has 4. And the upcourt pass stolen by Troy. They'll come to the top. Kick it to the right. Wettstein into the lane. Turn sideways. Scores it for 2. Half a dozen for Harper. It's now 20-8. And JCN coming up the floor gets a break as they nearly lose it. And in an effort to tip it back in, it's tipped in and quickly caroms off one of the Trojan players and goes out of bounds. So Jeff North is going to be putting it in play. Coming into the baseline for JCN, it'll be Carly Porter. And her inbound pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Wettstein. Harper will go all the way, coast to coast, has a shot blocked. And tries to fight to get it back, and a jump ball is going to be called. Wettstein getting tangled up with Gwen Blattner. The jump ball, possession, JCN. Chargers going to have to hurry, but not rush. 18 seconds left in the opening quarter. They'll bring it in a backcourt, and now the Chargers are going to give it back an inbound violation. Stepping across that baseline. Now Harper Wettstein will do the inbound. Still 18 seconds left. Out on top, squaring up for 3. No. Rebound, Lady Chargers. Karina Johnson up the floor. She'll cross at the middle. Back over to the left. 6 seconds to go. Down to the baseline. The long 2. Perfect. That was a pretty shot by Taylor Schrick. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor here in Winchester, Kansas, after the first quarter of the girls' game. It's Troy 20, Jeff North 10.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. We're set to go to the second quarter. Troy with a early lead, 20-10. Check out the scoring for you for Jefferson County North. Pasted away 4 points for Taylor Schrick. 2 apiece in for Lucy Knoll, Carly Porter, and Karina Johnson. Switching over to the Troy side, the visitors led by the duo of Harper Wettstein and Emerson Weber, each with 5. 4 apiece, Gracie Grable and Allie Franken, and Allison Grable with 2 more. We go into the second quarter. Trojans putting the ball in play across the way, and here we go. Welcome back. We got Brent in the studio. Tom Caps at the here courtside. And the ball is going to be knocked away and stolen. Jefferson County North coming up with it. Now it's going to be knocked away again on the floor. Fighting for it. Chargers are going to turn it over. Here comes Troy. 7:40 to go in the first half. Troy with it up top side. That's going to be Nicole Judd. Now the left side 3. Rebounded underneath, and Wettstein with a putback. So Harper taking advantage of good positioning, anticipating where that ball might come down on the, in the event of a missed shot. Here's Taylor, drives in, off the window, no. Follow shot, no. Rebound, Troy. Troy does a really nice job on the boards. You're not going to get a lot of extra shots. Here's a shot from the left side for three. It won't go down. It's going to be tracked down here on the baseline right by Allison Grable. The feed will go into the middle, and a rolling shot is going to be up and good for Allie. Allie Franken hits the bucket. JC and calling a timeout. We're taking one. 7 minutes to go in the first half of the ladies' game. But don't forget, the guys' game still coming up. So hang with us. The score, Troy 24, Jeff North 10.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Back with you here in Winchester, Northeast Kansas League. High school basketball this evening on CARE Radio. Benedictine last night, a nice sweep for the Ravens up in Des Moines. And we'll be back with Benedictine tomorrow night as the Ravens are going to be home for the first time in what feels like a really long time. And now Jason is going to turn it over on the upcourt play. Back it will come to Troy. So tomorrow night on CARE Radio, 5:30 for the ladies and 7:30 for the guys. Benedictine at home with Park. So join us from the Nolan Gymnasium for all that. It'll be the Ravens' fourth game in 8 days. 24-10, Troy and friend here in tonight's high school doubleheader. The feed will go in the middle, and Wettstein spins in, shoots, and Harper will have her ninth point. It is 26-10. Jason is going to turn it over on the inbound. The dish will go to the left side near a travel. No whistle. Baseline runner. Nope. Offensive rebound. Nope. Rebound again by Troy from the outside. The three, yes. And again, that's that high arcing shot. That one by Harper Wettstein. She's got 12. 29-10. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a steal, and Wettstein, two more. 31-10. And Jane's in. They're going to take another timeout. Taking a break. We're at 6:04 to go in the half. Troy's Lady Trojans 31, Jeff North 10.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, we tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Coming out of the timeout, let's see what JC has got out on the floor. They're going to be putting in playing in the backcourt. It'll be Holly Kosanke and Bannigan, and up the court is going to come Taylor Schrick. Trojans, for the first time tonight, are going to drop off a full court pressure and pick it up at midcourt. Topside with it, you've got Lucy Noel. You also got Gwen Blattner. Now Jason is going to turn it over, outlet down the floor, the feet over to the left side. Big collision. Players kind of bounce to the floor, and there's going to be a couple of free throws coming up here as the Chargers will have a foul called on. This is going to be, it's going to be Holly. Her first foul, it'll be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. And the free throw, no. Holly Kosanke. She's going to come into the line here. The free throw, yeah. So Gracie Grable will hit one of the two, picking up her fifth point of the ball game, pushing the score now to 32-10. 5:40 to go in the opening half. JC and having a hard time with the defensive pressure by Troy. Troy going to come up with a steal, and they'll bring it back down court. Running it down the left side, off the block, running shot is up and short. And a rebound is going to be swept down by Jefferson County North. Lots of grabs in the back, lots of reaches, and here's going to be the foul. Foul is going to be on Nicole Judd. So for Nicole, it'll be foul number one. It'll be team foul one of the second half for Troy. Trojans leading it 33-10. Back out on top, it's Lucy. Swings it over to the left. Quinn back out on top. A little bit of a hint fake. No shot available for Taylor. She'll go left side. Kicks it into the hands of Lucy, who puts it up and in for the long two. Lucy Noel. Or no, make it a three. Give Lucy the three on that shot. It is 32-13. We go inside 5 minutes of play in the half. Here's a three on the other end. Again, see that high arc on that shot? I mean, it was wide to the right side by, you know, a couple of feet. Didn't draw iron, but it was a beautiful shot. The trajectory, superb. Troy's going to get Allison Grable back into the game. Up court with the basketball, Jefferson County North. Feet over to the left side. A push, a foul, and picking that one up is going to be Grable, and Allison will have her second of the game. Into the lineup for JC and Karina Johnson and Curly Porter. 4:40 to go, first half. A lot of mysteries out of this one already is Troy coming into the game. They're just so good. 12-1 on the year. Now they're going to steal the inbound pass, and Weststein brings it up, swings it left, back out on top between the circles. She almost pulled the string on that long shot, and she'll take this long shot. It will not go in. The rebound swung away and taken down by Jefferson County North. Porter coming out of the rebound, comes up the floor herself, lobs it off on top. Back it'll go over to Carly. Back out topside, Karina. Johnson to Porter. Skip pass down low. You're going to get Taylor Schrick with it. Off the block, back out on top, nearly getting away, but a nice recovery by Karina Johnson. And JCN looking to be patient. There's no reason for them to not be. Here's a shot going up to the misses. Rebounding it back. Lady Trojans. Allison Grable coming up with a rebound. Allison, a junior. In fact, this team is three seniors, two juniors for Troy. JCN, four sophomores, one freshman. It does make a bit of a difference. 32-13. Here's a baseline shot for long two. No. Rebounding it down. Holly Krasanke, and she gets bumped a little bit in the backcourt. No foul called. Across the timeline, Schrick has the ball batted away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Touchdown by Gracie Grable. JCN is going to bring Gwen back into the game. Going to bring Lucy back into the game. And the Trojans are going to bring Allie Franken back in. So right now for Troy, it is their starting five on the floor. JCN, a nice move inside, and then the layup wouldn't fall. Nice offensive rebound. The follow shot won't drop again. Riley Thompson getting a couple of decent looks at it, but neither one is going to go. And 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Trojans back up court with the basketball, leading at 32-13. Pete over to the left block. Shot up off the window is going to be too strong. Rebounding it down. Off the Weststein miss is going to be JCN. Lucy will feed it into the lane. The dish over to the right side. They're quick. Three. No. Rebound. Harper. Weststein, baseball pass, other end of the floor to Gracie. Running shot, good, Gracie Grable. Gracie's got seven, and it's 34-13. 2 minutes and 40 to go. Shot from up, block, rebound, no, follow shot, no. And this time the board is going to be pulled down by Troy J.C. and trying to save it. Trojans coming up with the basketball. They'll quickly take it down the right side, feed to the free throw line, dish it over to the left elbow, back out on top. Weststein will go for three once again. Not going to go, and here comes Jefferson County North. Humper is not bashful about putting up that long shot. Here's a nice feed into the middle, and the turnaround is going to be good. First point of the game for Riley Thompson, and we're going to get a Troy timeout. Coach Jasper miffed, and we're going to take a break as he explains himself to his team and what he has in mind here. We're going to stop it, take a break. 2 minutes and 8 to go in the opening half. We're in Winchester. It's all Troy. Lady Trojans 34, Jeff North 15.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
As we return, here comes Troy into the forecourt with the basketball, leading at 34-15. Inside 2 minutes now to go. First half, near travel, comes back on top. Wetstein, they work the perimeter to Gracie. Now to the left, three-point shot. Nope, rebound to get down off the floor. Going to be Gwen Blattner. Here comes J.C. in. Bradley Thompson will bring it up for the left-hand dribble. Comes out on top to Lucy. Lucy, no defending herself with her offhand a little bit, holding the defender at bay. Chargers will take it right side. They're trying to get a cutter down the side of the lane, but can get Noah to do that reasonably unguarded. And the clock now down to a minute 20 to go before halftime. The feed will go inside the block, and the ball's going to get away. Riley Thompson turns it over. Here's Gracie for three. Too strong. Rebound. Jump ball. Possession. Jeff Norris. Holly Kosanke coming back in. Taylor Schrick is going to check back in. Rotating out Riley Thompson and Carly Porter. 1:09 to go in the half. Lady Chargers, coast to coast, running shot block, out of bounds. And they're going to say it was touched last by Jeff Norris. So here comes Troy with 1:03 to go in the half. Trojans walking it up. Harper Wettstein having a fantastic junior season. Everybody in the NEKL knows about her. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound tipped out. It's going to be rescued. Trojans are going to save it and bring it off to the top. 40 seconds to go before halftime. Skip pass into the lane. Wettstein kicks it over to the left for the baseline three. No. And this time the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off the fingertips of Allie Frank, and it'll be Charger basketball. Half a minute to go in the half. 34-15. Troy out front on the road here tonight. JCN's got Karina right side. She's looking in, and tries to drive on top, keeps the dribble alive, a little bounce pass to Holly. Kosanke will go over to the right side, get kind of trapped in the corner, and her pass is going to be knocked free. Stolen. Harper Wettstein coming up with a steal, bringing it up the floor. It's a two-on-two break. Wettstein goes all the way to the rack, misses it. Her trailer comes up with a rebound, and she cannot get it to fall. And then as JCN comes up with a steal, we're going to get a foul in the backcourt committed by Troy, and a whistle on Harper Wettstein. It'll be Winstein's first foul of the ball game. It'll be Troy team foul three. So not a lot of fouls. Only one by Troy. And here's a shot at the buzzer. Oh, there it is! From deep in the right corner for Troy, Gwen Blattner knocks it down, and it's halftime in Winchester. We'll be back. Summarize that opening half for you as the ladies' teams head off the court. It's Troy 34, JCN 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got boys high school basketball coming up next on Cam Radio. But let's quickly recap how this opening half has gone. Troy, here's how it's gone. Troy jumped out in front and has continued to extend its lead and has a 34-18 halftime lead. For Troy, pace it away as she has so many times this season. It's Harper Wettstein with 14 at halftime. You've got Gracie Grabo with 7, Allie Franken 6, 5 in the first half for Emerson Weber, and Allison Grabo with 2. All 5 Troy starters having scored, but only the 5 starters have scored. For Jefferson County North, 6 players in the game that have scored, very balanced. Lucy Noel with 5, 4 for Taylor Schrick. That 3-point buzzer beater by Gwen Blattner. And for 2 apiece, it's Karina Johnson, Riley Thompson, and Carly Porter. Fouls? Nobody in any trouble. One player on each team has 2. No one else with more than 1, so no issue at all. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back bringing you the second half of the ladies' game live. And don't forget, it is the boys' game coming up after this one. Big night of high school hoops on Care Radio. But right now, with that intermission score, the Lady Trojans of Troy, 34, Jeff North, 18. Back we go to Brent in the Care Radio Sports Studio, where he's going to bring you some halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msdnews.net. A house fire located at Atchison's 410 North 9th Street sent firefighters to that location around 9:44 Monday morning. With smoke found coming from the basement and the 3 upper floors on the north side of the 3-story single-family home. That's according to Atchison Fire Chief Patrick Weiser, who, in a release, says firefighters were able to quickly make their way into the residence and down to the basement, where they found the bulk of the fire in the northeast corner, and were able to extinguish the blaze, keeping it from spreading up the wall and ceiling above. 2 adult occupants of the home, who were able to safely escape the fire, were evaluated by Atchison County EMS at the scene for smoke inhalation, and then later released. By Monday afternoon, fire crews had cleared the scene, with Weiser saying investigators determined the cause was electrical in nature. Saying the fire started in the home's basement, Weiser adds that the cause will remain under investigation until electrical operating equipment can be examined more closely. Because of a damaged water line and the removal of electric service, the residence is currently uninhabitable, with the displaced occupants working with their insurance company and the Atchison Salvation Army to secure temporary lodging and other necessities.
3 area communities are among 24 rural Kansas communities that will receive a share of nearly $10.9 million through the Community Development Block Grant Program to assist with community development projects. Governor Lori Kelly announced the grant awards Friday, which include funding for projects in Holton, Hoyt, and Morrill. Kelly said the grant funding will be matched with local funding, allowing more than $26.9 million to be made available for the local projects. Holton was awarded a $650,000 grant for an expansion project at the Beck Bookman Library. The grant will be matched with nearly $2.9 million in local funding. The existing library building will be remodeled and a new 5,200-square-foot addition constructed north of the existing facility. Hoyt will receive a just over $538,000 grant for a sidewalk construction project along Highland Avenue and 4th Street. The grant will be matched with nearly $180,000 in local funding. And the Brown County Community of Morrill will receive a $180,000 grant for a sidewalk improvement project, which will be matched with $60,000 in local funding.
The state of Kansas ends January of 2025 with total tax collections
at $942.8 million. That's $15.9 million above the estimate. Total tax collections are up 1.5% from January of last year. Individual income tax collections were $500.1 million. That's $25.1 million above the estimate, up 5.1% from January of last year. Corporate income tax collections were $73 million. That's $20 million below the estimate, down 18.7% from January of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $348.8 million. That's $11.8 million above the estimate, up $4.5 million from January of last year. Pharmacies across Kansas are asking lawmakers for a prescription to ensure the survival of their businesses. Wednesday, 92 independent mom-and-pop pharmacies across Kansas will close their doors for a day of advocacy in Topeka. It's a situation that pharmacists said without action will see more pharmacies close their doors, making it harder for patients who need them. WIBW-TV, citing working Kansas pharmacists, reports the problem impacting pharmacists centers on PMBs, pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen negotiating what you pay for a drug between the drug maker, insurance, and pharmacy. The largest PBMs are owned by insurance companies and have ownership other aspects. PCMA, the association that represents PBM, points to research showing that PBMs save payers and patients more than $1,000 a year per person. The PBM industry has come under scrutiny by the Federal Trade Commission, whose first report released last year shows that PBMs profit at the expense of patients and independent pharmacies, with their ability to control drug access and costs. PCMA, in response to the report, disputed the findings. The Kansas Pharmacists Association is working to introduce legislation to regulate PBMs in Kansas, similar to measures passed in other states.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under cloudy skies with a slight chance for snow. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. Highs around 36. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Dry with temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Winchester. We're getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game. It is a 34-18 lead for Troy over JZN. Welcome back, everybody, with Brent. Yeah, that was Brent back there. He's going to take care of you at halftime, getting you all the stuff, all the information that you possibly could want. Brent, thank you very much. Tom Couch with you here. Getting set to go. Got a little bit of an early start. Not quite as early as we were thinking we might be starting, but kind of a bit of an early start for this one tonight. And Troy has proven to me, well, we've seen him a few times here on CARE, and they're as good as we know they are. Leading in here 34-18 at halftime. They're going to have the ball in to begin the third quarter, and we're back underway. Trojans now going from right to left across your dial in this second half. The feed to the right block. The ball's going to be rejected. Taken away by Jeff North. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Riley Thompson. She'll scoot it over to the left side. Karina back out on top. It'll come to Taylor. Schrick feeds baseline. The shot is going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds. Blocked away by Gracie Grable. Gracie doing a nice job defending that play, and it'll be JCN coming into the baseline. Underneath the goal, and now the ball is going to be tied up, taken away by Troy. Outlet pass up the floor. The uncontested layup is not going to drop, and on the rebound, a foul. the whistle's going to be on Jefferson County North, and it'll be the third of the ball game for Riley Thompson. So, yeah, remember when I said nobody in any real foul trouble? Well, now someone is, and that's going to be JCN's Riley Thompson. First of a couple of free throws is going to go off, hit the back of the rim, and carry him away. No good for Allie. She has 6 points and was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Now 2 out of 3. One more shot coming up for Allie. The senior will put in the second one. First point of the second half belongs to Allie Frank, and it is 35-18, 7:20 to go. Driving to the other end, the shot is going to be up, partially deflected. We get a whistle, we got a foul. And a foul is going to be on Gracie. So Gracie Grable will collect her first foul. And conversely, on the JCN end of the floor, it will be Gwen Blattner at the free throw line. Free throw's good for Gwen. Gwen is the one who hit that incredible halftime deep in the corner three-pointer right at the buzzer. Second free throw, kicks out, won't drop. So Gwen with 4 points. It is 35-19. Troy out front. Trojans with a basketball, work it over to Harper. Westside on the floor just one time. Jason has gone strictly now zone. Here's a feed across, batted away and stolen. Up with it is Karina. Karina Johnson, other end of the floor, will stop, put it on his way and in. Karina Johnson's 4th point of the game. 35-21. 6:50 to go, third quarter. JCN doing a nice job battling back, being patient, running a, I'm going to call this a 1-3-1 zone. Wide over to the left side is going to be Allie. Back out on top, Emerson. Over to the right side, Gracie. Troy works the outside, 3-point shot. Nope. Rebound, fought for, jump ball called. It'll belong to Jeff Norris as Harper's three-pointer would not go in. Harper Winstein continues to be the game's leading scorer, 14 points at halftime. She has hit 1-3 in the game, and the inbound pass going to be taken over the shoulder on the court once, twice, going in from the left side. The running layup won't drop, and a rebound going to be saved away by Troy. Back up forward with it is going to come Gracie. Grable taking it down the right side, pulls up her dribble, pushes it off on top, gets it to Emerson, back over to the left. It's going to be an air mall by Weinstein, wide to the right side, to the rebound, cleared away by Jeff North. They're going to fly up with it. Here comes Taylor. Shrick to the top of the key, kicks it over to the baseline right. It's a long two that's going to be off the backboard, no good. Rebound tipped again, and it's going to be rescued in the corner nicely. Gwen Blattner. Now Gwen's going to turn it over. Gwen had the ball, and it's going to be knocked away from her, flying up the court, the dish over to the left side, the step inside, the shot is up and good. Well, the bucket by Gracie Grable, her 9th point of the game. 37-21. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. And now another steal by Troy Weinstein, all alone and easy too. So Harper now at 16 points. And again, JC ain't getting the ball up the floor, going through traffic. This time the driving layup won't go in. A jump ball on the rebound. It'll be Trojan basketball. Coming to 5 minutes and 23 to go in the third quarter. 39-21. Head coach Steve Noel for Jeff North continues to rotate players in and out. As we're going to see Carly Porter back out there and Holly Kosanke back out there. A couple of sophomores. JCN, no seniors, not even a senior on the roster, let alone on the floor. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. To the left side, Gracie Grable between two defenders goes up, and oh, there's a tough foul call. She's going to go to the floor. Official emphatically indicates 2 free throws coming here for Gracie. Second foul of the game for JCN and Holly Kosanke. First free throw, nice. So Gracie Grable now with 10 points is 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. Trojans are going to bring junior Nicole Judd into the game. Grable's second free throw. Got them both. Gracie at 11. 41-21. 4:50 to go. Inbound pass slapped away, and the Trojans right back at that full court pressure again. They quit doing that a little while ago, but apparently they decided they prefer to press, and they're going to press hard on the inbound play, leading it by 20. Inbound it comes over the shoulder. Driving down. In, up, driving layup won't fall. And a rebound going to be cleared away by Troy. Gracie Grable up the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Judd goes baseline. Shot rejected. The ball on the floor. It's going to be batted around. We're going to have a foul called as a player from each team is on the hardwood. Let's see which way this foul is going to go. The foul is on Jeff Norris. Riley Thompson. Is that four? Yikes. Riley with her fourth personal foul. Grable has it way up top side. Troy back on offense, leading it by 20. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass over to the left side. Grable will go for three. It's very wide to the left. Rebound's going to come back down. Bounce over to Judd. Back out Gracie. Kicks it to the right. The three from there, too strong. And a rebound underneath again is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. This time it'll be off the fingertips of Emerson Weber. Here's what Troy does. Okay, you want to know the magic for this Troy team? They work so hard. They take no plays off. They take no moments off. They challenge every inbound play. They challenge every rebound. They give up nothing. Here's JCN coming down the floor, and the ball's going to be wrenched free and stolen. And again, see, that's the Troy theme here is just go after the ball always. The long two-point shot will miss, and a rebound is going to be secured down by Jefferson County North. See, the ball handler finds herself being double-teamed in the backcourt, has a hard time getting rid of it. Now we'll get it at the floor. Three-point shot up, no good. And the long rebound pulled down by Judd. 3:45 to go in the third. Still a 41-21 Troy lead. Over to the right side. Wettstein will kick it back into the corner. Gracie, Wettstein again, dumps it over to the right edge. And here's a ball batted. You heard that slap of the ball, and it's going to be stolen. JCN, here comes Schrick. Up and in. Taylor Schrick has a half a dozen. 41-23 at the 3:20 mark of the third. Chargers staying with that 1-3-1. Troy works the left side, an uncontested three, nope, and a rebound from underneath, nope, and a rebound pulled down by Schrick. And three defenders stay back to harass her, trying to come up the floor, and she's going to throw it to midcourt. JC is back on offense. 2:50 to go in the third. And the ball's going to be swung underneath. So stolen. Here comes Troy. They're 4-on-2 going in. Wettstein spins and shoots and gets it. Timeout, Troy. We're going to take a break with them. Trojans with a timeout at 2:43 to go in the third quarter. It is Troy 43, Jeff North 23.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You know, like I told you last night, sometimes I just like to listen to the transition music. It's good stuff. Welcome back. We're in Winchester, Kansas tonight for high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League girls game at 2:43 to go in the third quarter. Troy, they are so good coming into the game tonight at 12-1 on the season. They are in front 43-23. Coming out of the timeout, Troy took that timeout. And JCN will be putting it in play. Troy's going to drop back. They're going to pick up the defense as they had earlier at midcourt. They'll skip it over to the left side. And the jump shot is up. No good. Ball on the floor, rolling around. No travel. Apparently not. Chargers are going to save it. Kick it over to the right side. Inside the three-point ring. The shot for two is going to be up and good. Two-point bucket for JCN by Gwen Blattner. Gwen having a nice game. That'll be her 6 points so far this evening. It's 43-25. Trojans have worked the ball back out on top. That's going to be Judd with it over to Emerson. Weber feeds in the middle, and the cutter is up a good wet side for two more. That'll be the 18th point of the night for Harper, 45-25. 2 minutes ago in the third. Jump shot up for Troy, or rather JC, and no good. Troy clears it down, and I tell you what, you got to give a lot of credit out here to Nicole Judge. She's probably the smallest player on the floor, and yet is hauling down rebound after rebound. Now she'll put up the three, but it won't drop. Rebound slapped around, saved by Troy again. Look how active they are. And it's going to get away out of bounds. It'll go back to the Lady Chargers. Troy's going to swing Emerson Weber out of the ball game and rotate Allie Franken back in. So you got Franken out there with Grable and Grable, Wettstein and Judd. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Schrick will go to the left side. The three-pointer, no, won't happen for Carly Porter. Rebound underneath, not going to fall, and Troy back up court with it. Gracie swings it down the right side briskly. Jason bringing more players to the scorer's table. Wettstein, again, she goes in, and there's so many steps. I know, it's the Euro step. No, it's traveling, that's what it is. With a minute 11 to go in the third quarter, Jefferson County North going to come up with the basketball off the turnover, trailing by 20. Kick pass over to the right side, on the court with it one time, and back out on top is going to come Curley. They'll swing it to the baseline left, along two, nope. Rebound underneath, and players lock up on the basketball in the possession arrow. Back it will come to Troy. Just less than a minute to go in the third. 45-25. It's a free throw line and a travel. See, there you go. What had happened there was the ball was bounced into the free throw line where the recipient of the pass had heels at the free throw line, back to the rim, and then kind of scoots the feet a little bit, trying to free herself up. The ball's going to be batted away a little bit, and now we're going to get a foul out on top. Which will it be? It'll be on Harper. Sybil Wettstein, only her second foul of the evening. Fouls have been really infrequent tonight. Three for Troy. Oh, a nice entry pass and a baseline shot from the right side. Quinn Blattner knocks down two more. 45-27. So, again, only three fouls by JC and only two by Troy in the third quarter. Here's Judd back over to the left to Wettstein. 18 seconds, 17. Cutting into the lane. There's a push, and there's a foul on Jeff North. It belonged to Holly Kosanke. Holly picking up the foul, her third. And at the free throw line is Allison. First one won't go. Allison Grable with 2 points in the game. That was her first free throw opportunity of the evening. She's got that one more shot coming up here. Eyes it up, bounces it on the right hand, flips it skyward and in. Three for Allison. It is 46-27. 10 seconds left in the third. JCN skips it down to the baseline. The shot goes up. It's blocked. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Troy. They're going to have to hurry. 3 seconds. Into the forecourt with two. Down the right side with one. The shot at the buzzer. It's a three. It's off. And we are through three quarters. We'll be back in Winchester. Quarter number four of the ladies' game coming up. It's Troy 46, Jeff North 27.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Set to go to the fourth quarter in Winchester with the girls' game and the guys' game still coming up. So hang with us. We got lots more hoops here on CARE. After three quarters, a look at the scoring. First of all, for Troy, Harper Wettstein, 4 points in the third, is now at 18 today. It's 11 for Gracie Grable, 7 in the game for Allie Franken. Emerson Weber with 5 and Allison Grable with 3. Again, Troy scoring only from the starters, and for Jeff North, it is Gwen Blattner, 8, blazing the trail. Taylor Schrick was 6, 5 for Lucy Noel, 4 for Karina Johnson. 2 apiece, Riley Thompson and Holly Kosanke. On the inbound, or rather, Carly Porter, 2 for Carly Porter. JCN putting the ball in play, looking to begin this fourth quarter. They'll bring it in down low, and it'll be stolen. Troy coming up with it. Wettstein comes up the floor, scoots it over to the right side. The driving layup misses, and a rebound put down to by Troy, or by JCN. Troy continues to swarm the basketball. They will press the ball until it gets to midcourt, and then they're going to drop back into their, apparently a little bit of a zone defense. And here's a quick turnaround shot. It's going to be up and good. And a bucket by Lucy. No, we'll give her 7. 46-29. Troy with the ball. Troy with the lead. They've been in command of this thing pretty much throughout. Here's a 3. Hits the back of the rim. No, long rebound down to Riley Thompson. Here comes Jefferson County North. JCN left side. A near travel into the lane. Little one-handed runner. Not going to happen. And a rebound, Allison Grable. Here comes the Lady Trojans. Spinning, twisting, doing everything and trying to get rid of the ball. Going to be Gracie. Over to the right side. Triple team shooting in the lane. It won't go. Rebounding it down. JCN. Riley Thompson comes up with it. She'll race down the left side. Skip pass to the corner. And then the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds. And, oh, they're going to say it's off. Jeff North. I thought it had come off the foot of one of the Troy players. Troy's going to bring Nicole Judd out of the game. And again, for the Trojans, it is all about the starting five. Coach Jasper plays 6, but he's got his starting five back out there. 6.5 to go in the game. 3-pointer from the right side. Rips the net. Gracie Grable now at 14. And it's 49-29. The ball stolen. Wettstein crosses over, gets the shot blocked. And it will be Harper Wettstein coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. The foul on Karina Johnson. It is her first. It is the first foul of the fourth quarter. And speaking of first, the first free throw by Harper Wettstein is good. Second one is also good. And she now at 20 points. 51-29. 6 minutes left in the game. JCN swings left, back to the top. Charges in those home whites with Kelly Green lettering and trim. Little one-handed runner, no. Nice offensive rebound. And reaching in, tying it up is going to be Emerson Weber. Possession arrow, back it goes to Troy. 51-29. Trojans looking at their 13th win of the year against a single loss. Wettstein will swing it over to the right for Gracie. This 3 is going to be buried. Gracie Grable for 3. Her second to 3 in this quarter after having hit none in the first 3. And it's 54-29. Baseline runners up won't happen for JCN. And a couple of players tangle up down to the baseline. We get a foul. Matt's looking it over. Okay, 4. The foul is going to be on Riley Thompson, and that'll be her 5th. So Riley going to foul out of this one tonight with 5:35 to go in the evening with a couple of points. And here come the Trojans. The left-hand dribble coming up with it is going to be Wettstein. Skips it left. Dishes it back over to the right. Bit of a head fake. Nobody bit on that. Gracie Grable goes cross court. Wettstein will launch again. This one, nope. Rebound, JCN. Harper will steal it into backcourt. She will go to the rim, put it up and miss another driving layup. 5 minutes to go. Back over to the right side with it is Carly Porter. And her pass is going to be stolen by Wettstein. She'll bring it up, skip it over to the left side. The shot is going to be blocked, but we'll have a foul, a little incidental contact by Taylor Schrick, who collects her first foul of the game, and it'll be the Lady Chargers' 3rd here in the fourth quarter. No fouls by Troy here in the fourth. 4:56 to go. Free throw? No. So Gracie Grable still with 17 points, missing the front half. And for Coach Steve Noel of JCN, he continues to do his seven-player rotation. He sends two back in. The second free throw also fails. And turning down the rebound, it'll be Jefferson County North. Lucy Noel pulls it down, brings it up. And then as she pulls up to make the pass, she's going to be called for a travel. 4:50 to go. 54-29. Wettstein starts into the lane. Again, takes those long, big strides through the lane, and it is allowed. There's going to be contact, and it'll be Wettstein coming to the free throw line. Shot? Yes. Harper now at 21 points. 4:44 left. Second free throw. Gets them both. 56-29. Jefferson County North will bring it in the backcourt. Guys, game coming up after this one. Benedictine basketball tomorrow. Sports Look Thursday. High school hoops. Oskaloosa MHMA Friday. Benedictine again Saturday. Sunday, I just said there's a football. Is there a football game Sunday? I think he said something when I talked to him earlier. Mentioned something about it. I don't know. I'll ask him later and see. 4.5 minutes to play. Troy, back up floor with it. We're going to get Kyler Ludke in for the first time. They're going to take Wettstein out. And so Ludke and Nicole Judd. So we're down to three starters for Troy. Here's a missed shot, but a follow is going to be back in for Allison Grable. 58-29. 4 minutes left in the game. Lucy Noel swings it over to the right side for Jeff North. Jumps it down to Kohanke. It'll be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. And Holly brings it in. Topside it'll go Lucy. Dribbles just two times now. The defender right up in her grill. She'll take it to the free throw line. On the court one time, the turnaround shot. Nicely done. Up and in for Jefferson County North. And give that bucket to Michael Lee. So Michael scores her first point. Cross-court pass knocked away and out of bounds by Carly Porter. Quinn Blattner back in. Taylor Schrick back into the game. JCN has also gone to the bench. They've got Ella Coppinger out there. Ella, a freshman on this team. Again, JCN has one junior on the roster. All sophomores and freshmen on this team. Chargers over to the right side. The ball gets loose and picked back up. Nicely saved. Picking up. Turning around the shot. Won't happen. Rebound. Safe. 15-footer. Yes! Another bucket for Michael Lee. She's come off the bench to pick up four. And it's 58-33. Inside 3 minutes to play. JCN fans enjoying seeing some of the players getting some points here tonight, and they've been looking for something to cheer about. It's been a tough night for the Charger faithful here in the ladies' game. Troy is just extremely good. Again, coming into the game, we talk about a 12-1, 3-point shot for the Trojans. Nope. Pat Gerber goes to Judd. Nicole goes to the baseline, rotates it back out on top to Emerson. Weber will feed into the middle to Grable. Allison's going to lose the handle on it, but she gets fouled, and that's why. The foul is going to be on. Oh, it's going to be on Ella. So Ella Coppinger picking up her first foul of the game. And that should be five, right? So that will precipitate free throws for the Lady Trojans. And coming to the line, it will be Allison Grable. Now, Allison has 5 points. She's 1-2 at the free throw line this evening. This first one is just a wee bit short. She'll have another shot coming. And with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in the game, Coach Jasper is going to bring in some of his young players. You got Ava Marriott coming in and Nicole Whistler into the game. Also in is going to be Kyler Lutke. At the free throw line is Allison Grable. This one, nope, can't get that one to fall either. So Judd, Marriott, Whistler, Grable, and Lutke. And the ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Troy. Into the forecourt with it is going to be the freshman, Kyler Lutke. She's passing up a three. She's like, you know what, when you're a freshman, you just think maybe I ought not to take that big old long shot. I would say with your team of 25 with less than 2 minutes to go, you could probably be get the green light on that from Coach. The ball's going to be knocked away. Steal by JCN. Stepping inside the two-point line. Off the glass. It's good for a long two by Taylor Schreck. She's got eight, and it's 58-35. Minute and a half to go now. Trojans right side. Allison Grable brings it off on top. Kostman with it. Avery. They'll go back left side to Lutke. JC and sticking with that 2-3. On the floor, a little pivot, no room. Back out on top, it's going to come. And here's a turnaround shot. It's up and in. With a minute 12 to go. That makes it 60-35. And the shot underneath missing. Rebound, Troy. 1 minute to play. Trojans are going to walk it up, and they're going to stop play for just long enough to rotate a couple of players in and out. JCN is going to get Carly Porter and Karina back out there. Here we go. Chargers back on defense, sitting up in that little 1-3-1 zone. Feed goes to the baseline. It's going to go across, batted away, and lost out of bounds. Troy basketball, 40 seconds left. Not sure why my bat did that, but okay. All right, still trying to get this ball put in play from over here. And now we're going to a little 2-3 zone. Baseline three. No. Rebound, Jeff North. Chargers up the floor. Chase in. We'll work it right side. And, you know, you kind of think that you got to take the shot, and you're not sure, and then you kind of decide you're not. And all the time, you don't have that Michael Jordan hang time. And, you know, there you go. 25 seconds left. Michael could have gotten away with that, but not many people. Troy's going to pick up the ball now. It's a little scrum for it out between the circles. 15 seconds left. Jump ball possession. It's going to go to Jeff North. Likely their final possession of the evening. Putting it in is going to be Carly. Porter to Karina. Back right. Airs that three. She went it a moment ago. It won't quite fall. Troy rebounds it down. And they're not even going to bring it up the floor. That's going to do it. Final score this evening in Winchester. The Troy Lady Trojans 60, JCN 35, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
In Winchester, Kansas, ladies game in the book. The guys, he's out of the court warming up for game two of the evening. Quick recap of the ladies contest. For Jefferson County North tonight, no player got the double-digit scoring, but they got close as Gwen Blattner and Taylor Schrick each had 8 and 7 for Lucy Knoll. It was 4 tonight for Karina Johnson. A couple of apiece for Riley Thompson and Carly Porter. For Troy tonight, Harper Wettstein leading the team in scoring as she typically does at 22 tonight. It was Gracie Grable with 17, 7 for Allie Franken, and Allison Grable, Emerson Weber, each with 5. Your back of matches on player of the game. I got to go with Gracie, and I'm going to tell you why. Gracie not only was fantastic at the free throw line, she was very solid scoring in each of the quarters, hit a couple of big threes, and of course at the ball game, handles the ball very well up and down the floor. Thought she was a huge contributor here tonight, so Gracie Grable. Going to be your bank of matches and player of the game in the ladies' contest. We're going to take a bit of a breather, get everything squared back up, ready to roll the boys' game. Coming up very, very shortly. So hang on. We're looking forward to bringing you that. But again, the final score in game one, it was the Troy Lady Trojans notching their 13th win of the year. They are now 13-1 as they defeat Jeff North 60-35. Before we return, though, we're going to give you a little breather, too, sending you back to Brent in the Kent Radio Sports Studios. We'll be back here in Winchester, well, before you know it, actually.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.